Jesus is a prophet here telling us the future. He says, under these conditions now, and then shall many be offended, many who? Christians, and shall betray one another. Betray one another. So that means there'll be somebody to betray someone too. It's parallel in Nazi Germany when there was somebody that the Germans saw as a collaborator with the Jews, an enemy of the state, somebody who did not worship Hitler, and neighbors and friends would turn them in because they were not submissive to the Führer. They're not going to bow down to Hitler, so therefore we perceive that they are enemies of the state. The Antichrist will bring the same type of atmosphere and power to bear on people. So folks will turn you in as an enemy of the Antichrist state, and you'll be marginalized as one that is not cooperative with this new world order, this global government of peace. You are an anarchist. You bring turmoil and trouble, and you won't submit to the righteous, loving, caring, tender-hearted devil. Satan is an angel of light. Satan is an angel of love. And your hard-hearted, dysfunctional, rebellious, nasty, dirty, low-down behind won't pay homage to the devil. We're all Luciferians now. We've been enlightened. The third eye is opened. My kundalini forces come up from the base of my spine, up my spine, has opened up my pineal gland, meaning my third eye is open, and I've come to the revelation and understanding that Satan is not evil. He's a good angel, and he's been done wrong by God. So we as Luciferians worship him, and you will be marked by the beast. They're going to deliver you up to be killed and afflicted, and you'll be hated of all nations for Jesus' sake because you identify with him. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many under these conditions, these are the conditions that frame the world right now. Under these conditions, many will be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Under these conditions now, false prophets coming, deceiving many, iniquity abounding, evil abounding, and love will just wax cold. Nobody will be loving anybody because I'm only concerned about me. He says, under these conditions, these austere conditions, if you endure to the end, you will be saved. The end there is telos. Telos. He's talking about a finish line. Like in a race, a telos is a finish line. So it says, if you endure it to the finish line, you'll be saved. You can't give up. You can't fail. You can't falter. He said many would be offended, once saved, always saved, Calvinists. He said endure to the finish line, once saved, always saved, Calvinists. Wake up. These are going to be austere conditions. These are going to be fearful times. The Bible calls them fierce times. Extremely dangerous times. 2 Timothy chapter 3. In the latter days, perilous times shall come because men will love themselves. We're in these conditions right now, but the totality of it, the fullness of it, have not manifested yet. You see how people are just shooting people, cold-blooded murder, and nobody cares. It's almost like it's expected. All these movies, featuring cold-blooded murder. And now folks are running around everywhere trying to find Pokemon, playing stupid games on their phones, having been dumbed down to play games on your phone, running all over town, burning gas, trying to find Pokemon. We got some serious problems down here. The mind has been infiltrated by demonic forces so powerful that folks have really been driven out of their minds. They're losing their minds. So you see now, you endure to the finish line and you shall be futuristically saved. And under these conditions, I'm stressing this, folks, listen to me. Under these conditions, of all this hellacious, dirty, filthy stuff going on, turmoil and hating, and he says the Christians, they'll deliver you up to be killed. Under these conditions, with it looking so bad down here, with all these forces at work trying to stop you and destroy you, imprison you and kill you, under these conditions, look at verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, all ethnic groups, and then shall the end come. Once the gospel makes it around the world to every tongue, tribe, and nation, every ethnic group has been reached, then the end shall come. This is why we are challenging you to support Dunamis Tabernacle. You see the conditions are ripe. You see that we should be marshaling forces to go and preach the gospel to the whole world in obedience to Matthew 24. We're not interested in a mega church. We're not interested in some kind of a ministry. We're not interested in another personality cult. We're not interested in people sitting around in theater-style seating listening to messages all day. We're not interested in a choir singing you into an emotional stupor. We're not interested in emotional preaching and you jumping around in a church. We're not interested in your ministry. We're interested in this gospel being preached to the whole world as a witness, and then the end shall come. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. Woe unto you if you have a little baby and you're nursing your baby, he's saying. But pray you that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. So you see now, after verse 14, Jesus Christ has returned his message to the Jewish nation or the Israelites in the Middle East. This is a break here between verse 14 and 15, where the church age ended as far as the Gentiles coming in. See, the church has a dual ending. The Gentiles come in. The Bible says Jesus Christ, the God the Father, have actually blinded the Israelites. He's cast them out and cast them off of him until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. When he's ingathered the Gentiles, Jesus then directs his focus back to the Middle East and Israel to bring a remnant of the Israelites in. So you see the abomination of desolation, if you're suckling a child in the Middle East at that time in Israel, so it's going to be hard on you. And when it happens, Israelite in the Middle East, sitting there in Israel, in Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv, when all these things begin to happen, you can hear this. This is a worldwide web. Don't do anything but pray what Jesus said. Pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, so you'll have access to transportation. That's why he said that. For then shall there be great tribulation. This is Jacob's trouble. These are the 12 sons of Jacob experiencing trouble, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. See, Revelation paints a picture of atomic warfare. You know, you got different kinds of atomic bombs. I mean, different kind of bombs other than atomic bombs. You got neutron bombs. You got cobalt bombs. You got different kinds of molecular and elemental bombs. You can cause nuclear fission and fusion to take place to blow it up. So, you know, one of the most terrifying bombs is a cobalt bomb. It's believed that when the bomb fell on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, World War II, that autopsies revealed that the very eyeballs of the Japanese that stood there doing that bomb being dropped disintegrated in the heads. The eyeballs melted from the heat. And the Bible talks about that in Revelation. You're probably looking at some kind of a nuclear holocaust in the Middle East. He says, great tribulation that's never been seen before or never ever shall be again. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, the chosen Israelites' sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall believe the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, Jesus speaking, I'm foretelling. I'm telling you what's going to happen before it happens. Why? So you can make preparation. You see the things he has defined here in Matthew 24 transpiring in the Gentile world. Why aren't you making preparation? Preparation for departure. Wherefore they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning comes out of the east, shines even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. So he's coming back to where the carcass is. That's that mount in Jerusalem. He's coming back where he was crucified. Said his feet are going to touch down right on the mountain in Jerusalem. And he's going to come back to the very land he was killed in. Where the carcass is, he's going to regather the nations for judgment. Man, this thing here is right on schedule. Where the carcass is, the eagles or the vultures will be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So you don't see Jesus coming back until these things culminate in the Middle East. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knows no man, no not the angels of heaven, but my Father only, meaning Jesus doesn't even know. Only his Father knows. No angels, nobody in heaven. The Father only. That's what Jesus said. So you got to know that now. So you won't be taxing your mind trying to know what you can't know. You can't know what God hasn't shown you. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving to marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, and one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. You want to know when Jesus is coming? Just when you think he's not coming. In an hour that you think not, he's coming. So just when you think he's not coming, he's coming. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to strike out his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunks, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looks not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and he shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth in hell. Hypocrites, play actors. You know, if you don't believe the gospel, you can deceive yourself all the way to the grave and be damned, having deceived yourself and played around with God your whole life. Matthew 24. If we look at it in realistic terms, we're already through verse 7. The beginning of sorrows have begun. Next on the agenda, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. I don't know how much time we have between verse 8 and verse 9, but next on the agenda is the persecution of the church, as they bring all the governmental forces to bear and put them on in place to persecute us. I believe the trigger for persecution is the manifestation of the sons of God. When we can do what they can't do, who are they? The religious people. Whenever you see Jesus referring to they, he's referring to false converts. He's referring to the Judas seed. They have mixed in with the church pretending to be saved. But when God separates the real church and endows the church with the gifts of the Spirit, it's going to identify the bride. Remember, when the nameless servant went to get a bride for Isaac, he went and got Rebekah. First thing he gave Rebekah to identify her as the bride for Isaac was gifts, jewels, all kinds of ornaments, diamonds and bracelets, and he gave her gifts. When God glorifies the church with the gifts of the Spirit, and the religious hypocrites can't emulate, can't fake it. See, they can debate you now. They can go back and forth with you now. They can make a point, you make a counterpoint. There's a thesis, there's an antithesis, with no synthesis, arguments, debates, what I believe versus what you believe. When all that goes away, and what the apostle said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 comes to pass, I don't come with enticing words of man's wisdom, I come to demonstrate power. When the church is adorned with the gifts of the Spirit, I believe that's the trigger for end time persecution. When they can't emulate, when they can't mimic, when they can't deceive the people because of the distinction made between those that have the power and those that don't. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you'll be a witness with power. The witness is the power. You can't see that? Acts 1:8. You'll receive power, you'll be a witness. You'll receive power, you'll be a witness. The witness is the power. Without the power, there is no witness. Folks, we're right up against it. You need to seek God for a death and resurrection experience. Become dead to the world to be alive in Christ, so that you can be adorned with the jewels, what the Bible calls the gifts of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The fruit are developed and grown. The gifts are given. Remember that now, I'll say that again. Fruit are organically grown. Takes time. But the gifts of the Spirit are given to that person that has matured the fruit. God can trust you with his power because you have become the image of God. You're just like God. You're humble like God. You love like God. You have joy like God. You have peace like God. Long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, temperance, meekness, faith. You're just like God. So God can trust you with his power because you become an extension of God. Without Christ to be formed in you. Folks, listen, we've been through all this religious junk. We've been through all the histrionics and gymnastics of this and all this preaching, teaching. You ran, you shouted, you were dancing in church till your bunions were smoking. You've done all these things for nothing. Nothing came of it. It's time to stop all this foolishness. Turn to God with a plate turned over. And say, God, I'm seeking you for the organically grown fruit to develop in me, so you might endow me with power from on high in order to be a witness, so the end can come. This gospel of the kingdom is preached to the whole world as a witness, and then the end shall come. Let's be honest. Some of you sit there listening to me and you're terrified of this. You sit there trying to pretend like you bought in and you pretending like you know the Lord and you got all the code words and you know all the phraseology and you know all the religious terminology, but you're scared to death. You're scared to death of this. You don't know what to do. You're almost in an inner turmoil about it because you know deep down inside you don't know anything about this and you've been pretending about it all your life. And now it's come upon us, and you've thrown the brakes on, terrified of it. But folks, the end of the age is here. You can't afford to be terrified now because it's real. The end of the age has come, and you've got to be prepared. You've got to spend time with the Lord. Spend time in your Bible. Spend time in fasting. Spend time in prayer. Spend time seeking the Lord that he might be found. Bathe your soul in appropriate messages being presented by apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastors and teachers that are actually the elect, appointed, called gifts of God that he gave you, according to Ephesians chapter 4, to perfect you so that you might productively do the work of the ministry. Folks, you won't be able to fake this one. You can't be a hypocrite and a pretender in this one. Appointing the hypocrites their place, they'll be wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. I can't even comprehend. I can't understand. I don't want to understand what that is. Where you're weeping and gnashing your teeth forever in a sulfur pit, burning with eternal fire. All because I was a hypocrite and pretended I was saved. I pretended that I was for real. I got with other people and tried to look like them, knowing I don't know the Lord, but I'm trying to pretend like I do. That's terrifying, folks. Terrifying. The final separation will come when the endowment of power and the 1 Corinthians 12 comes alive and the 9 gifts of the Spirit become operative. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, tongues, interpretations of tongues, discerning of spirits, the gift of faith, healings, miracles, prophecy. And you don't have them. The gifts flowing like a river, the power of the Holy Ghost on display, signing off on the bride of Christ, signing off on the consecrated ones who have paid the appropriate price to receive this power. And you stand there with no power. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12:11, but these gifts all work by the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. The gift of the Spirit work as the Spirit wills. Folks, the end times have come upon us. I mean, I can't even get worked up over it anymore. It's on me. It's on you. It's happened. Look at the streets. Who could shoot people down like dogs in the street, point blank range, and then try to make an excuse about it? Try to justify it. Who could sleep at night after looking into the face of a man you just gunned down like a dog on the street? Chest blown open, blood everywhere. And you got a good night's sleep after that? Look at the people out here. Listen to them. Demon possessed. It's a demon possessed world. The end of the age has come. Look at the political spectrum. Look at how strange it is. Out of all the people in this nation, these are the only candidates. All these people, 300 million people plus, and these are the best two candidates from all these people. This is laughable, folks. This is ridiculous. It's time to turn toward heaven. We're almost into chapter 24, verse 8, 9, 10, down to verse 14. It's rolling through these verses, man, so rapidly, it's undeniable. Affliction, killing, hate it. Verse 10, you'll be offended, you'll betray. False prophets come in verse 11. Deception, iniquity, love waxing cold. Then under these conditions, verse 13, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. Look at all the negativity. Look at all the flow of the demonic. And under the manifestation of all the demonic, hateful elements, if you endure to the end, you'll be saved. This is no longer for the faint of heart. This is not for people playing church. Folks, it's time to set houses in order. It's time to get for real. It's time to sell out. Matthew 24 is being lived out. We're seeing the rise of the Antichrist to power. We are witnessing a world cascading into madness. We're watching ethnic group turn against ethnic group. We're seeing the devil's plan for earth come to fruition as he's marshaling forces, anticipating manifested sons of God coming forth. And everything the devil's doing is preparation for those manifested sons. This is not for the faint of heart. This is not for the fearful. This is not for hypocrites. It's time. It's time to do a new thing. Almost 1,400 people have seen the live stream broadcast from Sunday so far, with almost $0 given to help bring Dunamis Tabernacle alive. How do we keep listening and looking at all these folk just sitting as spectators, doing nothing financially to help? It's something wrong. It's something wrong with people. Something wrong with you if you sit there week after week petrified and just sitting there just what are you doing? What are you afraid of? What is wrong with you? And the devil's just coming in like a tidal wave coming on shore. This thing is heavy, it's weird, it's strange. And you better make sure you make your calling and election sure in the midst of all of this. Matthew 24. We're living it out. We're almost to the persecution stages. Manifested sons are on the way. It's not going to be a happy-go-lucky thing. It's going to be demonstrated power through a military force to bring in a harvest. The manifestation of the Holy Ghost, if you read Book of Acts, read the Book of Acts. 3,000 joined the church in one day, and God added to the church daily those that would be saved. That's what the gifts and the power will do. A power gospel is a harvest gospel. It's to bring in the sheep that were once goats. It's to bring in the cotton and the harvest of fruits from the field, corn and the wheat from the field, all the crops are brought in through power demonstrated. It's climax of the ages. Folks, it's time to move on. Individually, you better become serious, sober, because Matthew 24 is alive and operative right now. And things are going to happen. No one knows how long. Jesus says no one knows, only his Father, when he's coming back. But the signs are upon us. Civilization looks like a cart. It looks like a movie. It looks like Mad Max. It looks like a Hollywood set walking around. As you walk around and go to the store and go shopping and go to the mall and go to the nail shop or whatever you do as a lady or a man walking around, you can see that there's something wrong with people. Something has taken them over. They're demonized. And only the church has the power to set them free. Folks, if you've ever done anything in your life, you better do this. Take it seriously and get involved. Because we're running out of time. Time is shutting down. And it's going to be enveloped by eternity. And this world as we've known it will go away. It'll go away. It was not designed to be permanent. It's going away. You better be prepared when it goes away. Because when the Titanic goes down, you need to be on a lifeboat. If you're not on that lifeboat, you're going down with the ship. Matthew 24, the end time processes. Read it and take heed to it. It's important that you do. Father, thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you, God, that your power and your presence is always available to save us. God, take us over to the next phase of living. Cast out the old man. Destroy the yokes of the flesh. Get rid of the Adamic. And let Christ take hold of us that we might live. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's going to wrap it up for tonight. It's 9 o'clock right now, y'all, 8:59. But reminding you now, Lucifer Exposed by Derek Prince. The devil's plan to destroy your life, destroy your family, destroy your home, destroy your sanity. Lucifer Exposed. The devil is dirty. You need him exposed to you. Also remember Dunamis Tabernacle. $800,000 is our goal still. If you got $800,000, send it. Let's get this over with. We're moving forward with men committed to purchase this building. If it's 10 of us, if it's 12 of us, if it's 5 of us, so be it. We're going to do the job and bring in this harvest from the field. All of you sitting around as spectators, just keep spectating. Keep hanging around. Maybe one day you'll wake up and realize you made a bad mistake. This is not the same old thing. And that's probably what's bringing a lot of fear to a lot of you, because it's not the same old thing. Now you're terrified, having never fathomed that it would come to this. But look, it's come to this. Dunamis Tabernacle, support it. www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. Write Dunamis Tabernacle in the comments box. The Men's Fellowship, the Metropolitan Man Up Meeting, August 26th through the 28th. Pay now, $190. $109 just one time. That'll cover you. Now you got to get here. Pine Mountain, Georgia. All the details are available to you on our Facebook site. There's not a message about this posted on our webpage. We're giving you the information. We're giving the information on purpose to those that contact us and are interested in it. Because we don't want an open public meeting. That's not our desire. We're here to establish a base camp. This thing is about to happen. The things that you think can't happen are happening. We're going forward with it. We're not fooling around. Pay your funds now. $190. www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. And write Man Up Meeting in the comment section. Hey, look. This is not your grandmama's church. It's real this time. We've got to do what we've got to do. We can't keep sitting here and looking. The thing is falling apart at the seams. You can't keep watching and looking. It's time to move on. Man Up Meeting, August 26th through the 28th. Be there if you're interested in being a foundational person that's really going to do something about this and you're sick of talking about it. Prayer line is up now. That number, 641-715-3670. 641-715-3670. Call in now to the prayer line. 641-715-3670. Access code 409-367. 409-367. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. We'll see you back here Sunday. Remember now, if you're in the Atlanta area, we'll be meeting at another place. We don't know where yet, but we will find a place. And we'll let you know through the internet. And hopefully we'll get somebody to personally call around to people who usually come to the meetings on Sunday, so you'll know where we're at. So that's it for this week, folks. We'll see you Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Be prayerful. Keep the ministry in prayer. There's no turning back. At some point, you get to this place of either fish or cut bait, or move forward, or just stop doing anything. We've come to that fork in the road, and it's time to make a stand. See you back here Sunday. Join the prayer line now. Be blessed and thank you for tuning in. Praise God and hallelujah. Jesus Christ is still Lord.